Hello, everyone. Good afternoon and welcome. This is Raise the Vibe. I'm your host, Liz Peterson. You may have noticed I changed up my intro music for 2020. That was Coming Alive by the beautiful, talented Sarah Christine. I just love that song. It resonates with me so much, and I felt it should be this year's song. In the studio today, I have my friend and neighbor, the lovely Lorna Cunningham, to chat with me today. So for those on Vashon who haven't met you or had a healing from you or talked with you, could you share a little bit about who you are?
That's a loaded question, isn't it? Well, first of all, I've been on the island over 55 years, so I know a lot of people. I've done a lot of different work in the community, but when it comes down to it, over the years, I've really been, I've been journeyed by my intuition and my connection with spirit. The work that I do, the healing work that I do, I choose to call it interdimensional heart healing because I am connected to many different realms, and those connections help me to heal different aspects or different facets of a person's heart sensitivity, and to bring an opening, if you will, in this physical realm, this earthly plane that allows them to move forward on their own personal journey.
Great. So how did you get started in that? How did you figure out you were psychic and intuitive and you could discover and adventure into these other realms?
I've always had a knowingness for my whole life, even as a child. But I think I really delved into it more. Like, I had the knowingness, but it wasn't until I was in my mid-20s that I actually started to do the work and to maybe fulfill the contract of doing that work. And what I have found over the years, because I have had taken a few classes and done a few seminars, but what I've found is that as I do the work is brought to me. It's, if you will, it's downloaded.
Nice.
And so the more each of us works with spirit, the more the opening is within us. And when we carry the faith of spirit and we know, it's a little difficult to put into words sometimes, but when we know our truth and what is being downloaded to us, it allows us to go forward in the journey and the healing.
Nice. How did that come to you in your 20s?
I had a friend that I, I had a friend that I really enjoyed, and she was talking about past life regression and different things like that. And so I just became involved that way. Went to a few psychic fairs. And, you know, whenever you touch something, and when I say touch, I don't mean so much physically as you just open a gate within yourself. And so anytime anyone goes anywhere and does anything that is of interest to them, there's a gateway that's opened within them. And then it all begins to flow. And so that's how it started.
Nice. How do you find that you reached your flow? How did you discover that?
One thing that I always tell people, and especially people that are have opened up to it and they don't realize they're opening up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat the question, please? I'm sorry.
Yes. Finding your flow and how people could work with their flow.
So the most important thing to always remember is that as a psychic, and there's so many things, a light worker and intuitive, there's so many different ways to put it. Every time we're validated, you know, when you move, I remember my first psychic fair and it scared the heck out of me. And I had to tell this lady that I gave this reading and she was pretty mad, you know. I was like, is this real? Is it not? But what comes from it every time you have a session with someone, mm-hmm. as an intuitive or a psychic or light worker, the validation allows you to move forward every time. Every time.
Yes.
It's the food we need is spirit. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it opens something and it allows us to go forward. And even now there's times when I say things that I'm like, you have to say it. There's a universal law, if you will, that says if you get a message, you need to tell it. And so I do in the kindest way possible if necessary. But spirit has always guided me in the right direction. And I feel really blessed about that.
That's awesome. So how did you find that you were connected with spirit, and how, for those who are possibly searching out there, how did you realize that's what it was and that's what you were searching for?
The easiest and greatest way I can put it is faith. There's an inner knowingness, your intuition, and when it's speaking to you and you're recognizing it, you know you're doing the right thing no matter what. My whole life has always been about, and I shouldn't say my whole life, but from the age of probably 30, mm-hmm. and I'm 65 now, so the last 35 years, I have followed what Spirit has guided me to do without question. And, you know, excuse me, even now, sometimes Spirit guides me and I go, I don't want to go there, but I'm going because you're saying to go there.
Yes.
You know, no matter what, no matter what. And it's all
that's great
always
that you
believing
can follow that.
Yeah. It's always believing the faith, having that faith. And that's the one thing that, that we always have to remember, that faith is everything.
Mm.
And it, go ahead.
What would you say to people who are struggling with that? You know, they're getting these ideas, these downloads, and they don't know whether to trust it or not. What would you say to them?
Come see me. No. I have mentored people before, and I've had many people come to me. And if one believes in the collective consciousness, which I do, this is a time when the collective consciousness is becoming, it's how I try to explain it is, imagine a goblet and imagine the water coming up just to the top, and it can get very high before it starts to flow over. And we're at that point of flowing over where the collective consciousness is now becoming more enlightened than not. So every time you smile or I smile, we're feeding it. And what has happened is people are starting to open up without realizing what's happening. And they literally are afraid because they don't understand the concept of what their gift is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had people come to me and talk to me about that. And there's a lot that I try and explain to them and give them, like, you know, faith is intuition. And our intuition resides within us. And we all have different ways of recognizing it and mm-hmm. working with it. One way that I do it to explain it, how it feels for me, but hopefully other people will understand it as well, is sure. that, you know, there's part of us that says, I want the candy bar and it tastes sweet. And then it's temptation. And then there's a part that says, well, we really don't need that because, you know, physically we don't need it, but we do really want it. But then we don't need it, and then we take it because it tastes so good, and then that other part of us is saying, that spirit part is saying, there's a feeling I get when I don't listen to that intuitive voice that's saying, you don't need that, it's not good for you, it's not healthy, if you understand, and that is intuition, and then you feel bad. I literally get a pain when I know I'm doing something that isn't
wow. that's
fulfilling.
Not in alignment.
Yeah, that's not in alignment. So it's learning what that spirit voice is and listening to it at all times, no matter what, and then following it. And sometimes, you know, I will have a session with someone and say, you need to look to the end, because that's where it is. And, you know, spirit guides us in so many different ways. And sometimes the journey is not pleasant. Sometimes it's terrible. Mm-hmm. But it's the end of the journey that we're going to. And if we believe in our faith, in our spirit, in our God, however we each perceive it, there comes a point in our life when we realize that these aren't, they're not bad journeys. They're experiences and lessons. And when we think from our heart and view from our heart, there's no longer judgment. And we no longer see those things as bad, as heinous. They're, I believe, I can't say that other people might not believe it, but I believe that we choose our destiny before we come into this physical plane.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try and tell people when they are in a bad place that one thing is about judgment, because mm-hmm. we are divine beings here to live a perspective for spirit, to bring that perspective to the whole. And when I look at you, I see a divine being here, not a human being that's on this journey, but a divine spirit coming here and having this experience and bringing your voice. You know, it could be somebody that's sitting on the street, you know, you never know. But once you see that this divine person here experiencing and living this journey that they chose to live, there's no longer judgments, because we see the divineness in them. We see that heart life. And without judgment, everything is so smooth and easy. It's just sweet, no matter what.
That's beautiful, Lorna.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can you describe intuition and what the different ways it shows up for people?
That is a little bit difficult. Like I said, for me, I have a feeling mm-hmm. that I get, and I hear it as well, but it's a feeling I get, and it's behind my heart chakra. And once you get to understand that feeling and understand, and through experience that happens,
mm-hmm.
that's the voice of spirit.
Yes.
Then it's just easy to follow it no matter what, because you know and you've experienced it. And so I can't speak for other people mm-hmm. because I don't know how they feel it in their body.
Right.
Most people have felt it in their heart chakra, like I do, but other people feel it differently.
Some of the clients that you've worked with, do you see different ways showing up for them?
A couple times, and I can't even remember what they were, but I remember, no, I can't.
No? Okay.
I can't. I mean, there were a couple times, but I can't even remember it, because I just remember saying, no, it doesn't work that way for me. It's right. This way, but I can't exactly remember what they said.
So. Gotcha. Okay. So you mentioned intuitive. You also mentioned light worker. Could you describe light worker for an audience who isn't familiar with that term?
It really is the same thing as a psychic. But because people, you know, we all evolve in our, the world. Mm-hmm. is evolving in their wordage, their verbiage, yes. however you want to put it. So the new thing is light worker. And that's the best that I can say for it.
Right.
You know, I always go back to use the word psychic for myself mm-hmm. because so many people, it's what they understand. But then other people will say, well, they, you know, there's a lot of connotations with being a psychic,
mm-hmm.
you know, and people do have a lot of doubts about this and that and the other thing.
That's
so
true. Yeah.
I think intuitive is a word mm-hmm. or light worker that is smoother and fits better.
Yeah. Maybe it falls gentle on the ear.
Yes.
To be a person
yes.
who works with light.
Yes. You
know, especially with
absolutely
all the feel in the world worker. Possibly.
Yeah. 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 Working with energy, working with spirit.
Cool. And you mentioned interdimensional. So could you describe that for our audience, please?
Yes. Sorry, I'm just letting it sit with me for a second. So when I talk about interdimensional, I'm talking about the different realms. I'm talking about the ascended masters, the archangels, the angelic realm. I work with the native realm, and I do voice and drumming. So there's a lot of different things that come in play when I'm working with a person.
That's awesome.
And heart healer, for me, I've just come to find that as the beautiful beings that we are, our heart is damaged easily.
Yes.
And when it is damaged, the flow of spirit can't get through, and it can't be its full self within us. So a lot of the work that I do is just healing work with the help of the different realms in this physical plane, dealing with issues of this lifetime. It isn't always this lifetime. You know, there's all kinds of different things, yes. You know, if you go into past life and things like that. But a lot of it is now in this physical realm. Yeah.
Great. And what are some of the dimensions that you're working with?
Well, it is, as I said, I work with the Seraphim, and that is they are the angelic guardians of the throne of God. And when I found that out, I was like, okay, let me think about that for a while.
Right.
But it's pretty amazing, you know. Mm-hmm. The ascended masters are wonderful. They're...
Can you describe what an ascended master is?
Mm-hmm. It is Buddha, Jesus, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin. It goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And so depending on the situation, whoever comes forward... Yeah.
Awesome. And how do they work differently, the ascended masters, than the angels in the angelic realm?
The angels? Oh, boy.
I love working with the angels. They're so sweet.
I do, too. They are so much, so much. Angels, we have to request their help. We are, each of us has 150,000 angels that work with us every day to make sure that we're safe, to make sure that the things that we ask for are happening for us, you know, and we have to keep our mind open to that, but we have to ask that permission, okay? Mm-hmm. We have to say, please, not permission, but ask for them to come. So I take that back. We don't ask permission. We just ask for help.
That request.
Yes, that request. The Ascended Masters, they can guide us and teach us, and they can interact like ascended masters. I work a lot with animals in my daily life, and ascended masters can actually manipulate animals so that they can. So for me, if I ask a question and I see an animal, I can tell by looking at it what the answer is to that question and if I'm on the right path. And so that's how I work that. And that's how, and spirit as well, spirit, the ascended masters, they're able to really come in. There's what, and we each have a teacher, you know, so getting to know that teacher. Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to share a little bit about your teacher? And how you found this teacher?
Well,
and how they work with you?
I have a friend that does seances, and actually, during the seance, then an ascended master will come through. So my master teachers are Master Katumi and Master Saint Germain, Master Lady Rasha, and they also Master Katumi is the yellow ray. Master Saint Germain is the violet ray. Mm-hmm. He is the bringer of the violet flame. Lady Rasha is orange, and that is the nervous system. So there's many things. Now, I tend, for me, to just know they're there, and then to, I feel a very strong closeness to them. I sometimes will ask questions, but just the knowingness that they're there and me knowing that the help that I need is there allows it to flow. So many people see, and this is where I kind of differ with other people, because mm-hmm. I'm using my intuition. I'm not using a, you know, the word set stage comes to me. I don't have a specific thing that I do.
Okay.
If I'm having a session with someone, it's about that person and what my intuition is telling me at that time. And so,
So you're pulling on all of your tools during a session.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And you mentioned several beyond the angelic realm and the ascended masters, rattles and drums and bells,
yes,
and featherwork. And
yes,
that's really reminiscent of shamanic work. Is that what is going on? Is that shamanic work, things that you've picked up along your journey and, you know, your classes and workshops and things?
I don't call myself that. Other people call me that. And so that helps me understand the potential of what I am able to bring forward.
Mm-hmm.
It does, like the drums. I mean, they're used for breaking up patterns and things like that, and rattles as well. And the feather work with the smudging, it goes just beyond smudging. Obviously, there's so much healing that can be done with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that is the native realm. And I also do voice with the native realm as well.
So are you tapping into the energetic field and working with that and pulling things out with the feathers and the drums and the rattles? You know, that clearing work?
That's a really good question, because there's always energy involved.
Yeah.
Obviously. I think that you're asking me all the good questions.
Thank you, Lauren.
Yeah, yes, you're welcome. Let's fill up that space. It is energy. But what I have to say is that there's also something that embodies me.
Mm.
That there's something that happens within me as I'm doing it. So it's not as if I'm doing it always, but that there's another...
The realms are another being.
Yes, because it isn't us. That we are the conduit.
We're the conduits.
Yeah, we're the conduit. I mean,
say the same thing in my healing. I'm a conduit for the healing. It's not really me that's doing it. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, people may think we're all that, but we're just blessed to be able to be here and to make those moves that allow people to heal.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that channeling that comes in, can you talk a little bit about that for people who might not understand what channeling is?
For me, it's just allowing, it's allowing that flow, no matter what it is, I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for other people, but I feel an energetic value within my body.
Mm.
And I will sometimes say things which I don't even know I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to express it.
Right.
But I just know it's there and I know it's happening, and
like a flowing through you or working through you type of a sensation.
Well, you know, as I'm becoming open to have a session, then my body literally fills up with energy and I take deeper breaths and just know I clear my space, I clear my physical body,
mm-hmm.
I invite spirit in and I protect myself from whatever it may be. I personally never feel afraid, because there's a light within me that is so bright that I don't think anything... I know it sounds funny.
No, it does not sound funny.
Nothing could live within it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel very blessed in that sense. But I do take the opportunities of protection for the people that I'm working with.
Right.
So, and... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you also work with the native realm and connecting with others on the other side. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. If people want to get a hold of someone, then, I say, okay.
Right.
You know, and then just go forward with that. And usually people just, now, one thing I've never been really able to do, in fact, I've never been able to do it, is to bring names. Like many people can bring names, you know.
Yeah.
There's no bells and whistles with me, but I can describe a person and I can relay their messages.
Right.
And so on. And that people can ask, and that phone we just heard, I call that validation.
Right, you know, some people say, when we're talking about spirit communication, the phone starts ringing, and I have my headphones on here in the studio, and I'm like, where is that coming? You know, that was very, you know, coincidental.
Synchronistic, because many times when I'm having sessions with people and we're talking about something, or in my daily life, if a horn honks or something, and I've just said a prayer or I'm talking to someone, then I really do stop and listen to that and think back on that very moment, because spirit is really interacting with us and saying, this is right, you know, or whatever you feel the answer is to it.
Yes.
You know?
I agree.
Yeah. So good on us for being here.
And phone is really a thing for me. After my sister passed away, my phone would ring. And I tried to debunk it, and no. And even the last time, I'll say she called.
Yeah.
I was having a difficult discussion, and the phone rang right in between, you know, just stopped the discussion. Mm-hmm. And this was, you know, around midnight, you know, like she usually did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you know, just have a little smile on my face and know that, you know, she's checking in and going, hey.
It's so perfect. You know, and so many people don't believe that. They go call the phone company because they think something's wrong. But if you're really open to the connections, you just know in your heart and your intuition is telling you exactly what it is. Right? It's very exciting.
It is, isn't it? I think those things are so fun. You know, they've happened to people who are close to me. And moment, that feeling of connection when that name pops up on your phone, you know, when they didn't have your number or something like that, and you know it's being called, or your phone's ringing in the middle of the night and there's no telemarketer attached to it, or you know, number or something like that, it's you know, that validation is really kind of heartwarming to say a little bit of a hello to our loved ones on the other side and know that they're still with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one thing on that note is, like, my dad, he was a heavy smoker. And so every once in a while, I'll smell cigarette smoke in my house, and I know he's here. Hi, Dad.
Isn't that fun? That's beautiful. Oh, he's just checking in on you. Like, hi, I'm here.
For certain.
That's fun. How else does that show up for you in your life?
Well, it really is with the animals.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. Or sometimes I'll ask a question and say a prayer, and then there's a huge rainbow. You know,
oh, I love that. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And some people hear music, you know, they'll turn on their radio when they, just out of coincidence.
Isn't that fun?
Synchronistic, and turn it on. It's like, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. That it really does match what's going on in your life. Mm-hmm. I've had my phone start playing music out of my purse. Like, hey.
That's a fancy purse.
That is really fun. I know. You know, there's nobody, you know, banging into my, you know, my iPhone, you know.
Yeah.
It's turned off and stuff like that. And all of a sudden a song will start playing. I think it's really fun. One day I was, to tell a quick story, if you don't mind.
No, I
was
don't
my way to pick up my son at soccer practice, and that very thing happened. My purse was in my phone, and all of a sudden it starts playing a song, and I'm like, huh, curious, you know. I listened to the words to see if there are any messages in there or not, and then turn it off, pick up my son, and go to a local restaurant when it used to be Zombies, and we were sitting down and we're eating, and the same song comes on the radio. You know, and it's it wasn't a present song. This song was from the early 90s. You know, so it's highly unlikely that song is going to be played in two different spots, right? But it did. And I, you know, just smile and went back and listened to the words and listened for the message. Do you find that you do that, you know, in your daily life, look for the messages?
I do look for the messages all the time, because that's just the way I roll and that's the way I carry my life. So that is really, really nice I'm getting the word exceptional because for anybody that is able to do that, their life will be exceptional in many, many ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, being able to tap into that. How would you, you know, what would you tell somebody, you know, about this exceptional thing that can happen in your life that could have you go with the flow of life? What instruction would you give to them to improve their life, you know, using these skills?
Well, just use them. Listen for them. And that's one of the main ones is that I tell people is if you're talking to someone or something's going on or you're saying a prayer, and I already said this, but I'm going to repeat it. Spirit does repeat a lot,
oh, yeah.
You know, because sometimes we hear it, but we don't. It's just when you're saying that prayer or you hear a dog bark or you hear a child laugh or you hear the phone ring or your purse starts to play music, you know, listen to that. If you hear something twice, take notice. If you hear it three times, you need to change what's going on. You know, spirit is coming, and spirit has a way when we choose our divine path, we also come with freedom of choice. And so that path can change, but the thread always remains. And when spirit is saying to you, this is the way you need to go, and you're fighting it, then mm-hmm. spirit's just going to say, okay, well, we need to do it this way, and this isn't going to be pleasant.
Yeah, I was going to ask that question. You know, what if we don't follow that? Because I know a lot of times it can be a bonk on the head, so to speak.
Well, you know, absolutely.
In your life, if you're not listening, you're going to...
Thank you, because many times I've had a bonk on my head for no good reason, mm-hmm. and I just have to stop and listen and go, okay, so what's going on where I am, you know, being told, take a step backwards and think about something, whatever it is in the moment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what advice would you give people who are encountering that in their life right now?
They really need to think about, I would say blocks, things that they absolutely know they should do, but absolutely insist on not doing because it's out of their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. It is so important. And the law of attraction, and you're familiar with that.
Yes.
And so I had a friend that was always missed the ferry. Always missed the ferry. And because she talked about it so much, she always missed the ferry. Because spirit mm-hmm. Is going to bring you what you ask for. Spirit doesn't say this is wrong or this is right. Where your energy goes is what you're going to get. You know, and so to be able to break that mold is so important. And
yeah, do you have,
it's so easy and so, so hard.
Right. Yeah. How do you personally flip that switch?
When I know that I don't want to, I just go ahead and do it because I can't allow myself to get into the riddle of what's going to happen, what if this, what if that, and I don't ever want to live in hindsight. If I'm living in hindsight, oh, right. then I am not anywhere I say I am, and I know that, and the only way to break it is to go forward. And I've found in my life that nothing is ever, ever, ever as bad as I thought it was going to be, ever.
Mm.
And so just knowing that, I just go forward, and I never think about the future unless I, you know, have a doctor's appointment or something. I got to get there on
right.
time. But when there's something big that's going to be happening, I don't think about it because I don't want to change the outcome. I want to walk into it and enjoy it and love it and not have that expectation. Expectation is a hard it can cause a lot of grief,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sadness and disappointment.
Lots of suffering and
attachment, so let's just go forward and be in the now time, in the present time, and allow it to unfold and just be happy with whatever happens.
Oh, that's great advice, Lorna.
I find
that sometimes I can misunderstand what the universe is trying to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I, a few years back, was... guided to go to a yoga and meditation class over at East West Bookshop over in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one night I'm driving home. It was November 2017. And I'm driving home across the West Seattle Bridge and, you know, spacing out as we do when we're driving, going into autopilot.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I hear, "Are you ready?" You know, and I'm like, "Yes, yes." You know, and my human self, mm-hmm. I don't know, kind of Pollyanna maybe, was like, yay, my gifts are going to turn on and my life is going to turn around and my business is going to grow and I'm going to start it, blah, 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 blah. But what really happened was the exact opposite. Everything had to fall apart for everything to begin. So is this something that you're familiar with? And what advice would you give people who are either experiencing it or have experienced it?
Mm-hmm. Well, that is, I don't actually experience that anymore because once you get to that certain point where you realize there's no judgment, there's no this, there's nothing that.
Right.
And I'm probably going to regress just a little bit. There's, in our young life, we have things that happen and it's such a disappointment. But when we come out of that disappointment, our vibration has raised. And then we have another interaction, and it's disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually interactions and conflicts are disappointment of some kind.
Right.
And then our vibration raises because we've had that experience. And there comes a time in everyone's life when they still have the conflict, but it's like it vaporizes is what's coming to me. And so it happened, but it's over.
Right.
Instead of it's happening here and it's over. And so I brought that up because it's part of it. Going through this evolution as a spiritual person in a physical body and just having these things happen.
Yes, I find it's not always what we think it's going to be.
It's
completely different.
It is, and that's why expectation is so not something to dwell on, you know, because it's
advice.
It never appears. And the best thing I can say, and I already said it, but I'll say it again, is that you better listen to spirit. And when things are happening like this, it's really important to really look within and see what's going on. You know, it's there's so many things that it's really hard to put into words. Some could be codependency, you know, when we're codependent on people, we really have a hard time opening up and allowing ourselves to be flesh, you know, to just be every day and enjoy. When you are independent for yourself, there's just, I don't know, it's good.
Yes, it is.
You know, I don't know if I even answered any questions or I've just brought up new ones. I'm not sure.
No, it's fine because there are a lot of people who, you know, are going through difficult times
and
they're finding these new ways of being and they're coming out of these old patterns and belief systems. And I think it's really important for people to understand, you know, there's an other side to that, you know, when you're learning and you're going through these difficulties, that you're shifting and growing and going through these transformations and coming out the other side, as you said, you know, with a higher vibration, you know, or, you know, a lesson learned or, you know, something like that.
An experience. Mm-hmm. And everything that we go through helps us in our work. There's nothing, I will not speak about anything that I have not experienced myself. And the thing about it is, the lessons that we learn can be very small, but have a huge effect. We don't have to go through these huge, mind-bending, life-altering experiences to get the same effect we will from this little tiny happening where maybe you fell off a curb or something, you know?
Right.
And you learned something from that that's as dynamic as, you know, wrecking your bike. Or something. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just isn't necessary to even have to experience any of that. But okay, I'm going.
So how do you recommend people do that? You know, find their flow, find a way to go with the flow without being attached.
Well, that's the difficulty.
Yes.
That's
yes,
the
it
journey
is.
That we You had to ask me that. It's, you know, I'm going to say it's another same thing I said earlier. Go forward with it. Don't allow yourself to fall into our emotional mind is so powerful, or our mental and ego mind is so powerful. And so we have to learn how to silence that as much as possible. The easiest way to do it is to stay in the present. It doesn't exist in the present. So when you find your voice bringing up all the things that brings up every time, find something to focus on, you know, the microphone or the pen, you know, or whatever it is. One thing that I've done is I've found, like I use the sun as my focal point. So if my mind starts to go, then I'm just looking at that. And what I found was when I first started doing it, I would have to remember to do it, to have that focal point. Mm-hmm. And then about 2 weeks later, I started to talk and the sun just popped up. And I said, oh, I don't need to be thinking about that. So having that focal point, something that you can go to be in the present, so important. The mental mind, the mental mind gets its habits from between the ages of 0 and 7.
Oh, yes.
You know, and that is what it uses. When the mind is still or there's an empty space, then those things pop back in.
Yeah, all that training and all those beliefs we picked up between 0 and 7 about how life functioned around us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So really just finding that focal point, sticking with it. I tell my mind, come with me in love and light. Don't be my enemy, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just say, you know what, that's not true.
Nice.
And my voice whispers to me, so I feel really blessed. But it wasn't that easy. You know, we have to remember that that is not where we need to be. We need to think from our heart.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm working with that to get there. So your heart, you brought up heart healing. So how do you work with people on the island in your practice? And how can they reach you to get a healing these days?
Yeah. People usually call me or... We did have a shop that we're no longer in now, so people will call me and I go to their house. I go to the park. I bring them to my house. You know, if it's summer outside, we can be outside. I'm pretty open to, I don't need quiet or anything like that.
Okay.
How do they reach me is by my phone number, but I don't know if the phone number should be online or not. Should be out into the world.
If you want your contacts out there. Can they reach you through Facebook or anything like that?
Yeah, instant messaging is fine. Okay. Yeah, and it's just...
And that's Lorna Cunningham on Facebook?
Yeah.
Are you on Instagram at all?
No.
Or have a webpage or anything like that?
Well, I'm actually working on a webpage right now.
Oh, great.
It's probably almost done, but that was another synchronicity that happened that was really beautiful. And so a lady gifted me with 2 websites.
Wonderful.
And she's a webmaster. And... just beautiful. So that's coming out.
Oh, that's great. We'll be able to find you online as well.
Yes,
that's
and it'll be interdimensional heart healing.
Okay. And I'm sure they'll be able to find you through your name as well.
Yes.
So Lorna Cunningham or interdimensional heart healing.
Yes.
I like that. That description of, you know, your healing practice. What else are you up to these days? Are you, you know, going to be doing any teaching in 2020 or anything like that, do you think? Or working with people in other ways?
Oh, I have a bucket list.
Awesome.
I'm intending to do a community healing, and that's always been a bucket list when I say that, because I have a great desire that I can't explain, and I think it's because I've done it before in past lives, is just to heal the great amounts of people at one time.
Nice.
So that is my intention, and just... you know, I worked long and hard. Interesting how over the years, I guess I've told people, I just want a place where people can come to be their self And then we got that, and people would come to me and say, oh, I remember, you know, and that had to be like 30 years ago when you said this. And I thought, I've been talking about that for a long time, but I feel like what I started, I finished, if you will. Cool. I did what I was meant to do, and mm-hmm. I feel like now is a time when I'm just growing and working with people as they come along, and it's been very nice.
Oh,
it's been very nice. So I'm not looking to have a big business or anything like that. It's never been about that.
Right.
It's about helping the people.
Cool. Beautiful, Lorna. And then you also do property clearing. Can you describe a little bit about what is that and why? Why do it?
I would do it for this because someone needs help, because there's interactions in the house. People are reacting to something. Sometimes there's actually two of us. Sometimes Diane will go because it's really big, mm-hmm. you know, and I will feel like it's not something that I can do alone. But most of the time I do it alone. And a lot of times, I won't mention names, but I had one lady come and call to me for a home cleansing. And I did that, and I told her about it, and it come to find out, it was all true. I was like, oh, my God, okay. But there was people in the house that were contractors that were using the house for things before she got there and lived there. And so the energy value of the property was very bad for her.
Right.
Very bad. She couldn't sleep or anything. And so it was just a matter of clearing and cleansing and bringing it up to, you know, spirit standards.
Got it.
Yeah. And I use a lot of times Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael, because they're, you know, that sword is
so
huge.
Wonderful to work
huge.
With. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's so much. So I do have a technique for that I use. Because it's not, I was going to say it's inanimate. It's not, because it's energy. But property does hold the energy of, I mean, for eons. It can hold the energy of what has ever happened on that property.
Yeah, that residual
people
energy
that are,
can really stick around.
Yeah. And people that are really sensitive can be bothered by it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have to be ghosts or anything like that. It can just be the energy value.
Right.
So it's all about just getting that out of there. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. It always feels so much better.
It does, doesn't it?
When you do something like that.
Yeah.
Get all that negative energy.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing, because we did a house one time and it was all black on the inside, black floors, black marble, everything. And we came in, it was dark. But when we left, even the black was bright. You can just see the difference in that homes when that happens.
Isn't it wonderful? We can clear the energy that way.
Yeah.
And just bring in more light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really feel or see a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
There's a lot going on in the world today. And we discussed, you know, before we started the show, how the physical realm, our society, you know, the things we interact with every day and how it interacts with us. What advice would you give people, you know, right now with everything that's going on, to be able to function in a healthy way with everything that's going on around us physically?
You know, that's a hard one to answer, because there's so much. You know, if it's not the price of something, if it's not trying to get your home together, if it's not trying to keep your home in one piece, if it's not the political, you know, things that are happening, it's really difficult. It's really difficult. And there's many levels and answers to that.
Go for it.
Okay, thank you.
We have 9 minutes. We have time.
Oh, good.
We can run through them all.
Good. From a political aspect, and understand that I'm not speaking for anybody but myself and my perception. And my perception is that we've come to a time when people need to find out who they are, you know. And one way has been, you know, president in standing. He's bringing up emotions. He's evoking things, some of them kind of heinous. But for a lot of people, they're saying, oh, this isn't what I wanted. This is not exactly who I am and what I want. And so in a way, it's bringing us to a point to be able to see who we are and what we really want. And so even though, I mean, I believe him to be a small child with the big ego. And the only reason it hasn't been worse is because the peoples of the world understand they're dealing with a child, not with an intelligent being, if you will. Living with the price of things, and there's so many people now that are, you know, they're single parents with children, and there is help for them, but it's not, a lot of it isn't so helpful anymore.
Yeah.
And I see so many people struggling, I mean, to pay a bill or to just put food on the table, and it's so disheartening. But the one thing I can say is they chose this. They came into this life with a journey. And so when I see these people, I say, these are divine people. And though they may not be able to understand it, they're living that dream. And if they could understand that, they could see it to be easy and divine. And sometimes, and what you're trying to get is, how do we cross over that?
Yeah.
Really difficult. Because how do you say, why is this happening? And so we have to really open ourselves to saying, I'm going to take whatever you give me. I'm ready to accept it and believe in it and have that faith that everything is going to be okay. That is the hardest struggle of all. And people are always blaming spirit because they've set this in motion. It really was a choice people made when they came in, I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And that they wanted this journey and this experience. But in the physical realm, it's really hard to see that. It's really hard to jump the broom.
Yeah,
absolutely. And so a lot of times that's where the interdimensional heart healing comes in. To be able to heal something enough within them that they're able to see clearly that even though it's difficult, there is an ending in sight, and that it's not, you know, it's not what it appears to be. You know, it just is not what it appears to be, and it is not as bad as it appears to be. And for certain, no matter how bad it's gotten, most people are here to talk about it, so they've gotten through it. You know, it's. I don't think I can even.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of lessons out of it too, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and if anything, per relationship, and you know, it's a relationship with our community, a relationship with our government. Mm-hmm. You know, it teaches us what we want and what we don't want.
Yeah.
Inevitably. Yeah. You know, so if we don't learn any, you know, if we only learn one little thing, you know,
but
we'll learn what we want and what we don't want.
Yeah,
for sure.
And remember, it doesn't have to be a big thing,
right?
That little thing can be the become huge for us, so that we have that lesson.
Yeah, and it creates ripples, you know, to create change, you know, in the future too.
Yes. Yeah, that's a really hard. It's a hard question to answer about telling people, because there's so much they have to do within themselves to be able to see clearly, to say, this is faith. This is faith. This is about faith and believing. Mm-hmm. And then just stepping into it and going forward day by day, graciously.
Right.
You know.
What can we do personally, you know, in our own lives, in our own homes, you know, to be able to walk gracefully through, you know, our lives? Do you have any advice? Maybe a few little things.
Well, you know, the biggest one for me would be, don't judge the people in your home. See them for who they are. Because let's face it, you know, when we're living with somebody, we're married to somebody, they have little habits that really piss us off. And, you know, we want to do it this way and they want to do it that way. And there's the flow of give and take is so important. And what I've learned is I should not micromanage the dishwasher. Life is too short,
it
you
is,
know.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and it's those little things that can just drive us crazy. That can, but it expands outside. So, you know, outside the house, you know, people become resentful. They can be mad. You know, go out, tell somebody. And every time we talk about somebody behind their back, we're bringing that energy to them, and they don't deserve that.
No.
And so, it's really important to remember the people in our own home. They're doing the best they can.
Yes.
And we're doing the best we can. So we just have to allow them to be who they are. And definitely when we're talking to someone and trying to get our point across, an I statement is always better than a you statement.
Definitely.
Yeah. There's nothing Great spiritual advice. About
You
that.
And John Gottman. Yeah. The I's, not the U's.
Yeah, it's really important because those, and I had an experience once because I've, my husband has a very macho type energy that can be very disheartening. And it took me a long time to understand what that was. And then I, well, you know what? This doesn't have anything to do with it, but this could be helpful to some people.
Definitely.
I used to go to my sister's house, and every time I would go there, I would feel so bad. I would feel so bad about myself and everything, and I just wasn't good enough. And then one day I realized that I was hearing her thoughts.
Oh yeah.
And I went, oh, that's not me thinking that. I'm hearing her thoughts, and that was how she was feeling around me. And then another time when I was with my husband, and I would see thoughts would come random into my head.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've experienced that.
Yeah, exactly. So we were going down the street one day and a bicycler was in the road and I heard this F word come up and everything. And then when we drove past, I said, what did you think about that bicyclist? And that's some validation.
Right?
And
I don't know why my phone is off.
Yeah. He repeated exactly what I heard. And then
wow.
I said, oh, I'm telepathic.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I tell people, too, is that when things come into their head that they're not thinking about, they're hearing someone else's thoughts.
Yes.
And to remember that, because those aren't yours. And there's no reason to be confused about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your own thoughts, they always like, oh, I better, I have to be somewhere at 10 o'clock. I better check the time. Oh, look, I got 5 minutes. There's a continuum. But
right.
When you're telepathic, the thoughts just come. So remember that, because that will helps all of us.
Yes.
When we're doing
that goes hand in hand with empath too. You know,
yes.
Your surroundings, and
yes.
That's another way of saying our surroundings affect us
yes.
On a daily
Absolutely.
Basis in more ways
Absolutely.
Than we realize.
Yes.
You know, not just emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're picking
mm-hmm.
up things in all ways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Good for bringing that up.
Cool. Lorna, we're at the end of our time.
Oh, shoot.
Thank you. I know. It's been a great hour talking with
Thanks.
You. What a joy to have you in the studio today.
Thanks for having
Everyone,
me here.
Lorna Cunningham, if you need a healing, please reach out to her.
On Messenger.
On Messenger, yeah. Facebook, and she's going to have her website up shortly, so we'll be
yep.
able to reach her there.
Yes.
Everybody, this is Liz Peterson on Raise the Vibe. Have a great day, everybody. This is Voice of Vashon 101.9 FM KVSH. Have a great day, everyone.